there are three Republicans vying for a chance to unseat Democratic incumbent Senator Joe Donnelly, former State Representative Mike Braun, and Congressman Luke Messer and Todd Rokita. Their race has been dubbed one of the nastiest in the country. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on a campaign where attacks have been many, while policy differences are few.
The Senate Republican primary was rough even before it began, with Luke Messer and Todd Rokita trading barbs even before they became candidates. The addition of Mike Braun did nothing to quell the sparring, and the airwaves are blanketed with attack ads.
Todd the fraud, Luke the liberal, the swamp brothers.
Mike Braun and Luke Messer, not conservatives.
But the candidates also have a lot in common, and each aligned himself with President Trump.
Hoosiers liked him when he ran, and like him now, if not better, because he represents something different.
That's Braun, who says his Senate run was inspired by Trump's presidential campaign. For his part, Messer says he supports the president's policies because he thinks most Hoosiers support them.
Frankly, they appreciate the most important personal attribute of this president, that he's a fighter, that he's willing to challenge the status quo.
And Rokita says Hoosiers like Trump's unpredictability.
He is turning political correctness on its head. And, I think that's for a lot of folks, including me, that's refreshing.
And that support for President Trump extends even to decisions that could be unpopular with key constituencies, including farmers. The president's decision to impose tariffs on Chinese imports prompted retaliatory Chinese tariffs. That has Hoosier farmers worried it could hurt their industry. Braun brushes aside those worries.
That's if, and it's hypothetical, and I trust President Trump and his group of advisors to make the right calls there.
Messer says he understands farmers' concerns.
And so the details of how we roll this out over time will be important, but I trust the president to implement it in a way that's good for Hoosier farmers.
Rokita says he wants to play an active role in that implementation.
As these targeted tariffs play out, I'm going to make sure that no sector, agriculture or any other one, is inequitably hurt by this.
They also all agree with the president's recent targeted airstrikes in Syria. They're in line on medical marijuana. They don't support it. And they're of one mind on Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. They all say it needs to end. They also tout the Trump administration's federal tax reform, which Messer and Rokita voted for, and Braun says he would have. But despite all those similarities, the candidates mostly focus on tearing each other down. Rokita calls his fellow candidates flawed.
With regard to my two opponents, I'm not waiting till October or November or whenever it is for Joe Donnelly to stick a fork in him.
Messer is more specific.
And Mike Braun, you've got a candidate who is a lifetime Democrat, now says he's a conservative. Todd Rokita has run around the state with a MAGA hat on, with a cardboard cutout over his shoulder, pretending he has the Trump-Pence support.
Braun also invokes the president in his attacks.
Representative Messer was a never-Trumper. And now we know that Representative Rokita called him vulgar and not presidential.
The rhetoric received national attention, but the candidates say they're not bothered by it. Says Rokita,
we're going to be united. We're going to be fine. This primary is a cleansing process.
Braun says he'll back whoever emerges from the primary.
I'm going to be behind the conservative candidate that is a Republican winner, sure.
Messer won't quite make that same pledge.
We're not contemplating any other option but the fact that we're going to win this primary in this campaign. We are optimistic when that happens, we'll be able to bring everybody together.
In the primary's final debate, Messer suggested most voters are undecided heading into the final week. If that's so, their choice could come down to which candidate's style, as opposed to substance, is most appealing. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.